people are quite surprised in China when I tell them that it's actually easier to get a mobile phone number and easier to get on the internet in China than it is in the U.S. Because in China, you can go up to any store here that sells them and get a prepaid SIM card for, what, 60 RMB, sometimes 50 RMB. You pop the chip in your GSM phone, you got a phone number, no ID, no anything. Right? If you want to get on the internet, if you have a computer with a modem in it, all you need to do is dial 16300, username, password, same, you're on the internet. Okay. If you're in the U.S., it's a much different situation. You have to actually usually get an account on a cell phone system. Only recently have they started doing kind of prepaid accounts, but normally you have to buy a whole new phone with it. If you're visiting town for 7 days, it's quite tough just to get a local mobile phone number in the United States to work with. Only recently has Singular, one of the six phone companies in the U.S., started to give this kind of prepaid SIM chip model in the U.S., but that's still hard to find. It's not very prevalent. In terms of the internet, I always hear the same thing from folks traveling to the U.S. It's really hard to get on the internet with just a random laptop. Right? You either have to open up an account or hopefully you find one of those free AOL CDs or discs lying around that you get handed out at Starbucks or different places, and you install it on your computer. But usually they still require you to enter a credit card number in there that's valid so that it can be billed later on. So it's still pretty tough to do that.